We'll hear arguments next in Arkansas against Sanders. Purvis, I think you may proceed whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court, I would like to reserve approximately 10 minutes of my time, if I might, at the end for rebuttal. The issue here before this court is whether this court is going to extend its holding in United States versus Chadwick so as to prevent law officers who are in the process of conducting a valid automobile exception search from searching luggage which is found within the vehicle. Now, it appears to me that from the facts here, there is no question but that what we have here is an automobile search. Digressing a little bit, this court has held in Carroll, in Chadwick, and in other cases, that it will recognize an exception to the Fourth Amendment warrant clause where there is probable cause to believe a vehicle contains contraband and it is coupled, or the situation is coupled, with exigent circumstances.
What are the exigent circumstances here that distinguish it from Chadwick? Tell us about that, will
Mr.
You?
Justice, I think we're clearly talking apples and oranges. And I think in Chadwick, this court made it extremely plain, mentioning several times, that it did not deal with, nor was it confronted with, an automobile exception search. The automobile exception in Chadwick was not raised in the Court of Appeal, nor was it brought before this court. What you had there was a situation where the officers had made the arrest and had seized a 200-pound double-locked footlocker, which was about to be placed into the trunk of a parked car with its engine not running, with the trunk open. But the search did not take place there. It was after the officers reduced both the defendant and the footlocker to their exclusive control and took both to the federal building in Boston, where they kept them for an hour and a half before doing the search that led this court, I believe, to say, in no stretch of the imagination can we see exigent circumstances. Here, on the other hand, we are faced with a search that we're faced, first of all, with a defendant and a confederate whose existence the officers did not know until they saw him meet up at the baggage area of the airport.